I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. The program that gave liftoff to Vermont's renewable energy industry is getting a makeover, and new rules from the Public Service Board could alter the solar power landscape across Vermont. It's a high-stakes transition for a program that requires utilities to purchase electricity from people that install rooftop solar arrays and other small and medium-scale energy projects. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some small utilities say the proposed changes could jack up rates on households who don't participate in the program.
Lawmakers approved the net metering law back in 1998 as a way to jumpstart the construction of small-scale renewable energy projects. By forcing utilities to pay a set price for the power, the legislation allowed for the construction of environmentally friendly power sources that the market wouldn't otherwise have borne.
There's a lot of benefits around net metering.
That's Andrea Cohen, head of government affairs at the Vermont Electric Cooperative. Cohen says VEC continues to support net metering, but her co-op is highlighting a tension that has existed since the program's launch. When do premium prices for renewables begin to cause undue financial impacts on other ratepayers? Net metering customers often aren't buying any power at all from their local utility since their solar array or other energy solution is generating more than they can use. Cohen says utilities need ways to collect from net metering participants the money they need to maintain their local transmission grid.
Because if not, who's going to pay? It's their neighbors or others in the community, and they're, you know, they appreciate that they need to pay in to use the grid the same way everybody else does.
The Vermont Electric Cooperative and some of the state's other smaller utilities want the Public Service Board to allow them to levy something called a grid service fee on customers who use net metering. Patty Richards is general manager at Washington Electric Cooperative. Richards says that when homeowners aren't paying for power, they also aren't paying for the fixed infrastructure costs baked into those rates.
And by having the ability to do a grid service fee or some sort of fee for infrastructure, it allows us to mitigate that and temper any sort of cost shifting between different consumer groups.
James Moore is co-founder of SunCommon, one of the state's largest solar companies. Moore says would-be solar customers need as much certainty as possible when it comes to deciding whether or not solar makes financial sense for them. Moore says that allowing utilities to impose an unknown fee at some unknown point in the future undermines the entire model.
These utility executives would never sign a power purchase agreement with a big power plant and allow the power plants to change the deal fundamentally moving forward with fees and taxes and stuff.
Velco, the company that oversees the state's transmission grid, says small-scale local energy projects have helped the state avoid $250 million in grid maintenance costs. Andrew Savage is chief strategy officer at All Earth Renewables, a company whose business model also relies on net metering incentives. Savage says that net metering participants are responsible for those savings, and he says they shouldn't be punished with grid service fees.
It certainly has an unstabilizing impact on any of our customers that might want to go solar and their ability to understand what the implications are from a financial perspective.
Not all utilities think grid service fees are a good idea. Green Mountain Power, by far the state's largest utility, says that the price for net metered energy reflects the value it brings to the system, then there should be no need for grid fees. And whether or not the Public Service Board will permit utilities to impose grid service fees remains an open question. The board included a grid service fee provision in an earlier draft of its proposed changes to the rules governing the program. That provision has been stripped from the latest version. Board member Margaret Cheney says the PSB has yet to decide whether it will return.
We still don't know what it should look like, if there should be one, but we know that there has to be more analysis about that.
The Public Service Board is taking comments on its latest version of the proposed changes to net metering rules over the next 30 days, and the board will hold two public hearings in early May. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.